Thank you, Takadosh Baruch Hu, for this beautiful minyan. Takadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha and parnasa and simha, perhaps blessings for Am Yisrael. Geula, Yeshua, unbelievable miracles for Am Yisrael. And Bezot Hashem, we should be the Zochet to see Eliyahu Navi and Mashiach Tzidken. We're already today. Bezot Hashem, tonight, 6:30 class, 7 o'clock, Minha, Bezot Hashem, Boshut Arav. There are just a couple of things. We're still going over the things that we said to cook. What are we allowed to use? So you need to make sure the Shabbat plate. Some people we mentioned will not use the dishwasher. The entire kitchen. You have to do a spick and span, as we say. But the one most important thing, as we mentioned, is that if you buy yourself a set for Pesach, then you're going to be out of trouble with the different not having to take utensils and kosher them for Pesach and all these things. Same thing with the microwave, and not in the microwave, but to clean the microwave, we mentioned you put a bowl of water and you, after you've cleaned it, and let it run for like 5 minutes. Same thing with the refrigerator, your Shabbat table between the cracks, just in case you have bread there. And also, actually, if you have little kids, babies, you have to clean some of their toys that they may have hametz on it. Next item is the hashgaha with regards to make sure that you're going to buy things for Pesach, that they have hashgaha for Pesach, that a person, so you can eat those. And, you know, I think things like oil or salt, Rabbi, but I don't think that's going to need a hashgaha. But as far as kitniyot, the oil, the corn oil, well, you it depends what you're going to use. Olive oil, right. So for kitniyot, you have to, it depends on your minhag, whether you're going to eat kitniyot, because you'll go and you'll see, you know, hummus kofer shefa pesah, and it says le'ochle kitniyot. So for a kitniyot, then you have to watch. And those who cook rice have the minhag to actually check the rice three times. Important also that for the store owner or the storekeeper to put a sign. This is for ochle kitniyot. So we have to be careful with all of these things. Also, there's actually a list that they send also for medicines and makeup and things like that. So you have to be really careful for Pesach that you're not going to fail in any of these things, because you know there is no, if you're cooking soup for Shabbat and a drop of milk somehow jumped in, then, you know, it's batel b'shishim. But in Pesach, there is no concept in batel of shishim with the hametz. If somehow a piece of something jumped in there, so you're not going to have the concept. And also, we mentioned, don't wait till the last minute. Please sell your hametz, because you are not going to be able to enjoy any of the hametz if you don't sell it. These kula mitzvot, Rabbi Hanan Mekasha Omer, Atzah HaKadosh, Shmur Zkot Yisrael, Lefi Kachi, Vanam Torah Mitzvot, Shemar Mohafetz, Amat Zikor, Tov Yadir.